Welcome to Supply Chain Horror Story 3, The Abandoned. I'm Suhas Screamer. On the east side of Detroit sits a massive 40-acre area just south of I-94. Rusted beams and glass shards are everywhere. Shrubs and grass wrap themselves around the concrete and brick. And towering over you, on both sides of the road, is a monster. It's a set of wide buildings with gaping holes and smashed windows. It's enormous, and it seems to extend forever. Welcome to the largest abandoned factory in the world, the Packard Automotive Plant. This 3 million square foot complex has sat, slowly decaying, for over 60 years. But once upon a time, the Packard factory was a monument of the industrial age. The Packard Motor Company was founded in Warren, Ohio in 1899. It made luxury cars, competing with the likes of Rolls-Royce and Mercedes-Benz. Packard brought many innovations to automobiles, including the modern steering wheel, the 12-cylinder engine, and air conditioning. In 1903, Packard moved its operations to Detroit, and with the help of Albert Kahn, who would become known as the Architect of Detroit, Packard created the most advanced factory the world had ever seen. The Packard plant was the first industrial building in America to use reinforced concrete as a major building material. The plant employed 40,000 workers at its peak in 80 different trades of production. For over 50 years, Packard produced luxury automobiles that were mentioned in the same breath as Cadillac and Lincoln. But unlike Cadillac, which was owned by GM, and Lincoln, which was owned by Ford, when times got tough, Packard didn't have the luxury of a larger company to absorb its losses. The big three of GM, Ford, and Chrysler put a lot of competitive pressure on the smaller, independent automakers. And one by one, they all fell. Packard was one of the last to go. In 1958, the Packard Automotive Plant, once the crown jewel of industrial Detroit, closed for good. Since it was abandoned, the Packard plant has attracted all kinds of vagrants, urban explorers, arsonists, and scrappers. In one incident, vandals even pushed a dump truck off the fourth floor of the building. And yet, despite the neglect, the decay, the fires, the slow, piece-by-piece dismemberment of the complex, most of these pioneering, reinforced concrete structures still stand. They're a haunting testament to their once promising past. For the auto industry, the Packard plant should act like a gravestone with a cautionary epitaph. This can happen to you. It's a surprisingly short path from being on top of the world to rotting in the ground. Today's auto companies are facing their worst fears. For the first time in a century, the technology and economics of automobiles are completely changing. Electric vehicles, driverless cars, and ride shares are attacking automakers from all sides. Increasingly severe natural disasters like floods and hurricanes are also tormenting automotive supply chains. It's become a nightmare to meet the sudden demand to replace millions of water-damaged cars or salvage them for parts. The economies of scale that came with automaker consolidation might have successfully killed off companies like Packard, but now those very economies of scale could be crippling. The slow-moving zombie companies of yesterday are on the menu of rabid newcomers like Tesla, Waymo, and Lyft. What abandoned emblems might we find in the coming decades? They'll likely go beyond factories. This century could see entire supply chains collapse. Consolidation, the serial killer of independent automakers like Packard, is now exerting its might among ocean carriers. The cargo ships of the Korean shipping line Hanjin were abandoned at sea and floated for months after Hanjin suddenly went bankrupt. These modern-day ghost ships were a stark reminder that sudden death can occur even in the face of advanced innovations like megaships. For other companies in the supply chain, their killers might come wearing different masks, like poor technologies, outdated business models, or operational inefficiencies. In Franklin County, Ohio, there are two warehouses containing over 50,000 tons of old CRT TVs, abandoned by an electronics recycling company that went bankrupt. This is the largest television graveyard in the United States. The facility is extremely hazardous and will cost over $14 million to clean up. The lesson here is that from production to transportation to recycling, companies in every segment of a product's life cycle risk sudden death. All around us are abandoned reminders of that. So this Halloween, take a moment. Allow yourself to reflect on the quiet, restless emptiness of the abandoned world. These kinds of places are unsettling, but perhaps they're meant to haunt us, to keep us on our toes, to keep us from growing complacent, to keep us from repeating others' mistakes. After all, isn't that the point of a good supply chain horror story? I'm Suhas Screamer. Thanks for listening, and trick or treat.